Hello, Brevet. How are you doing? Did you enjoy our last project discussion? In our previous dialogue, we had a little conversation about our production expansion project, right? And today, we're going to work on the structures that we saw in our previous class, and we're going to work specially on our pronunciation. Are you ready for that? As usual, I'm going to say the sentences at first a little slowly so that you can repeat after me, and then at a normal pace. All right, so let's get started. Thanks for joining me on such short notice. Thanks for joining me on such short notice. Let's practice the pronunciation of these two words together, the word such and the word short. Such short, such short, such short, such short notice, on such short notice, on such short notice. Thanks for joining me on such short notice. Thanks for joining me on such short notice. Thanks for joining me on such short notice. All right? Thanks for being here so soon. Thanks for being here so soon. Here we have a good opportunity to remember the difference in terms of pronunciation of the word been, the participle of the verb to be, and the word being, which is the gerund of the verb to be, right? We've seen the word been, the participle, many times here in our classes. But this is one of the first times that we can actually practice the pronunciation of the gerund of the being. So, thanks for being here so soon. Thanks for being here so soon. Thanks for being here so soon. All right? I'm sorry I didn't call this meeting earlier, but thanks for coming. I'm sorry I didn't call this meeting earlier, but thanks for coming. Two words that I want to focus on in this sentence here. The first of them is the word earlier. Because once again, we have that very typical sound. So earlier, earlier, earlier. Sorry, I didn't call this meeting earlier. I'm sorry, I didn't call this meeting earlier. And the second word I want you to pay attention to here is the word coming. Okay? Notice how I actually pronounce the first syllable. K, k, coming, coming, coming. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. But thanks for coming. I'm sorry I didn't call this meeting earlier, but thanks for coming. I'm sorry I didn't call this meeting earlier, but thanks for coming. All right? I know you're very busy, so thank you for joining the meeting. I know you're very busy, so thank you for joining the meeting. Here, once again, attention to the pronunciation of you're, right? You're, the contraction of you are, you're. I know you're very busy. I know you're very busy. And also the pronunciation of the word busy, right? So busy, busy. I know you're very busy. I know you're very busy. I know you're very busy. Okay, let's move forward. We have a lot to discuss. We have a lot to discuss. Notice how I pronounced the word to differently in those two times that I said this sentence. The word to actually has a very peculiar pronunciation, and it depends on my speed and on my sentence. In order for you to understand how the pronunciation of the word to works, I'm gonna call him my colleague, Luis.
Although we're used to learning that to is pronounced with a T sound at the beginning, we often see it being pronounced in other ways. It's very common to hear the T sound being reduced when to is just part of a larger structure in the phrase. We could, for instance, have a phrase such as, "You have to work as a team," in which to connects the verb have with the other verb work. In that case, the T almost sounds like a D, just a quick little tap of the tongue behind your upper front teeth. This is because to is unstressed in the phrase. That means it doesn't really have any important meaning and serves only a structural purpose. That happens to a lot of what we call function words, words that only connect the important concepts in a sentence. That's also what happens with words such as for, which is barely pronounced in "Can you do this for me?" or with of in "She's tired of working so much." The way you pronounce words depends a lot on how important that word is in the phrase, so keep that in mind.
Very well then, now that you know how to practice the pronunciation of the word to, let's pay attention to the pronunciation of another very peculiar and very interesting sound that we have in English. Notice how I pronounce the letter O in the word lot, right? So the letter O in the word lot, if we were to write it as in the phonetic alphabet, we would say it's this syllable here, right? So it's the O with that little thing on top of it. And the sound of it is something like ah, ah, ah. So a lot, a lot, a lot to discuss. We have a lot to discuss. We have a lot to discuss. We have a lot to discuss. This very peculiar sound is going to be here in our class today many, many times in our sentences. So let's move on for now, because every time it appears again, I'm going to ask you to pay attention and practice one more time. Okay? So 2.1. We need to discuss several aspects of the operation. We need to discuss several aspects of the operation. Here it is once again. Notice how I pronounce the word operation. Operation. So my O, my first O there has this sound here, like ah, right? Operation, operation, operation. We need to discuss several aspects of the operation. We need to discuss several aspects of the operation. Okay? There are many issues that need to be discussed. There are many issues that need to be discussed. Here, I want you to practice the pronunciation of there are. We've already talked about this in our classes before, so you probably still remember that it's a long there sound, right? So there, 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 there are many issues. There are many issues. There are many issues that need to be discussed. There are many issues that need to be discussed. Okay, let's move on. Let's discuss some of the more critical issues. Let's discuss some of the more critical issues. No big deal there, so let's move forward. I wanted you to get me up to speed on the project. I wanted you to get me up to speed on the project. Here we have, once again, another word that has that special O pronunciation, the word project. So once again, ah, 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 project, project, project. I wanted you to get me up to speed on the project. I wanted you to get me up to speed on the project. Okay? Another word that I want you to pay attention to in this sentence here is the word speed. Remember that when we have the double E in English, it's a long E sound, right? So speed, 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 or see, or meet, or feel, and so on, right? So it's always E, speed, see, me, feel, and so on, right? So get me up to speed on the project. I wanted you to get me up to speed on the project, okay? Can you please bring me up to date on the operation? Can you please bring me up to date on the operation? Here, once again, the word operation, right? So operation, operation, operation. And we have here also another sound that has this long E sound, which is the word please. So many times when we have the letters E and A together, we're also gonna have this long E sound, right? It depends on the word, as you already know, but many words that have the letter E and the letter A together, they also have this long E sound, like please, 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 or meet, or cream, or flea, and so on, right? So many times that there is E and A together, we're also going to have this long E sound. And the word please, particularly, we're also going to have a Z sound in the end, right? So it's going to be like please, 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 right? Please. Please, can you please bring me up to date? Can you please bring me up to date? Can you please bring me up to date on the operation? Okay? I need the latest news about a project. I need the latest news about a project. We've already talked about the pronunciation of the word project, right? And we've also already talked about the pronunciation of the word news. But let's remember it. It's news, 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 like a long oo sound, right? News. News. I need the latest news. I need the latest news. I need the latest news about a project. Okay? Do you have any news for me? Do you have any news for me? Here, I want you to pay attention to a different thing. Notice how I say any news, okay? I just want you to remember that the word news is uncountable, right? And because it's uncountable, it's a singular noun. That's why I can say any news, right? Because any, the word any indicates something singular, but the word news, because it's an uncountable noun, is also singular, so any news is perfectly fine, right? If I want to quantify the news, what can I do? I can say piece of news, right? And then I can quantify it. One piece of news, two pieces of news, three pieces of news, and so on, right? So just for you to remember that the word news is a singular noun because it is uncountable, all right? Moving forward, there have been some crucial developments. No problems there, so let's move on. Some important milestones have been reached. Two words here that I want you to pay attention to. The first one is milestones. So milestones. Some important milestones have been reached. And the second one is the word reached. First, because once again, we have that EA that is pronounced as a long E sound. So reach. And also the pronunciation of the verb in the simple past form, which is reached, right? Reached. Milestones have been reached. Some important milestones have been reached. Okay? We've had some very important developments. No secrets there, so let's move on. We've made great progress in our tasks. Here you may have noticed that we have a word that has the letter E and the letter A together and is not pronounced the same as the ones we have seen so far, right? Great is pronounced differently. So as I told you, there are differences. So the important thing is for you to actually practice them all, right? So great. And here, once again, we have a word that has that special O sound. So the progress, progress. Great progress. We've made great progress in our tasks. Okay, moving forward. There have been some problems with our contractors. Let's take the chance here to remember that when I pronounce the word our in the middle of the sentence and it's not an important part of the sentence, it's not a stressed word, it's gonna become just R, right? R, with our contractors, problems with our contractors. There have been some problems with our contractors. Okay, so R. There have been some problems with our contractors. Okay? Our contractors are giving us a bit of trouble. Notice how I pronounce the word our a little differently in this sentence because it's in the beginning of the sentence, right? So I actually pronounced our, right? So our contractors. Contractors is another tricky word because of the R's again, right? So contractors are giving us a bit of trouble. Trouble is another word that requires some attention. Trouble, a bit of trouble. Our contractors are giving us a bit of trouble, okay? We're having issues with our contractors. No problems there. The contractors are having a difficult time with our order. Here, once again, we have a very good word to practice the pronunciation of the letter R, which is the word order. Order, with our order, with our order. A difficult time with our order. Having a difficult time with our order. The contractors are having a difficult time with our order. Okay, moving forward. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. Here, let's just remember the contraction of lot of, which becomes lotta, right? So a lot of time with bureaucracy. And once again, the very special pronunciation of the word bureaucracy, as we have seen in our dialogue class, right? So bureaucracy, a lot of time with bureaucracy. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. Okay? This bureaucracy is increasing our time to market. This bureaucracy is increasing our time to market. No secrets there. We can't waste time if we want our marketing strategy to work. Pronunciation of the word strategy. Marketing strategy. Our marketing strategy. If we want our marketing strategy to work. Okay? All these issues are delaying our product launch. Here, once again, we have a word with that very special O sound, the word product. So once again, that ah sound, ah. So product launch. This is another interesting word that we have here, the word launch, right? When we have the letters A and U together, we're normally going to pronounce it as ah, right? So launch or Australia or author or audio and so on, right? So audio, author, Australia, launch, product launch, product launch, delaying our product launch. All these issues are delaying our product launch. Okay, moving forward. That's not entirely unexpected. Here we have, once again, another word that has that special O pronunciation. The word not. Not entirely unexpected. All right? That is to be expected. We've already practiced the pronunciation of these sounds in our previous class. Let's practice one more time the pronunciation of this k sound. Expected. That is to be expected. All right? That's not surprising at all. A very interesting expression, this one. The expression at all. At all means basically in any case. So that's not surprising at all. That's not surprising in any case, under any circumstances. So if I say, I don't like mango in any case, under any circumstances. It doesn't matter if it's in a dish or in a dessert or just the fruit itself, I just don't like it. I could also say, she doesn't need him in any case, under any circumstances. She's perfectly fine by herself, right? So, at all. And also interesting to notice the pronunciation of that expression, right? At all. Not surprising at all. That's not surprising at all, right? Let's move on. I'm not really surprised to hear that. Three interesting things here. First of all, we have, once again, that long E sound in the word really. So really, a long E sound, right? Really. Then the word surprised. We usually have some trouble to pronounce the first syllable there. Our tendency is to say surprise, right? But it's actually surprised. I'm not really surprised. I'm not really surprised to hear that. And here we have another word that has the letters E and A together, but it has a slightly different sound. Here, here. We still have the long E sound, but then it kind of falls, right? So here, 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 hear that. I'm not really surprised to hear that. I'm not really surprised to hear that. I'm not really surprised to hear that. Okay, moving forward. Do you have any news about that part of the project? Do you have any news about that part of the project? No secrets there, so moving on. Are there any new developments I need to know about? Are there any new developments I need to know about? Once again, no secrets there, so moving forward. Is there any news about the market report we commissioned? Is there any news about the market report we commissioned? Attention here, first to the spelling of the word commissioned, right? There's double M and double S. Double M and double S. And also, let's practice the pronunciation of this long word, commissioned, 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 right? The market report recommissioned. The market report recommissioned. Is there any news about the market report recommissioned? Okay. Do you have any news about the project? Do you have any news about the project? Again, no secrets there, so let's move forward. I got in touch with the local suppliers. I got in touch with the local suppliers. It's always important to remember and practice the pronunciation of the word touch, touch, touch. I got in touch. I got in touch. I got in touch with the local suppliers. I got in touch with the local suppliers. I got in touch with the local suppliers. And here we also have a different and also very common pronunciation of the letter O in a different word, which is the word local, right? So in this word, the pronunciation of the letter O is actually O, right? So local, local, local. You would find it in the phonetic alphabet like this, right? So the letter O with a line on top. Okay, so local or toe or go or show and so on, right? So O, 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 local, local, toe, go, show. All right? I will contact your local distribution center. I will contact your local distribution center. Let's practice here the pronunciation of the word distribution. Distribution, distribution, local distribution center, local distribution center. Our local distribution center, I will contact our local distribution center. Okay? I spoke with a specialized marketing firm. I spoke with a specialized marketing firm. Here we have, once again, that new pronunciation of the letter O that we have just seen, right? So spoke, spoke, spoke. I spoke with a specialized marketing firm. I spoke with a specialized marketing firm. I spoke with a specialized marketing firm. I talked to our production contractors. I talked to our production contractors. Notice here that the letter O has yet a different pronunciation in the word production. Production, 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 right? This sound, this sound is what we call the schwa sound, right? And the schwa sound is actually a very common and a very popular sound in the English language and that appears in many, many, many words. It's so popular, so used, and so important that I'm gonna call my colleague Louise once again to talk to you about it.
The sound called a schwa and represented by this symbol is the most common vowel sound in English. It is so common because it is present in most words that have more than one syllable, in syllables that are not stressed. It is a very relaxed sound. If you don't do anything with your tongue and don't force your mouth open or closed, the sound you're going to produce is a schwa, like this. For example, in the word manager, the only stressed syllable is the ma in the beginning. In both the other syllables, the vowel sound is a schwa, n and jer. Remember what I said before about the way you pronounce to as a functional word with a reduced pronunciation? Well, in that case, the vowel in to becomes a schwa when it is reduced. So to sounds like r when it is unstressed. And that's why it is important to know what a schwa is. Now, back to class.
All right, now that you know all about the schwa sound, don't forget to practice and let's move on with our sentences here. They're ready to deliver whatever we might need. No problems there. They can deliver our request whenever we need it. Let's take the chance here very quickly to just remember that we have all of those words that mean it doesn't matter. All right, so we have whatever, we have whenever, we have wherever, whoever, and whichever. We saw all of these words in our previous class, right? So let's just remember that this ever in these words mean basically doesn't matter. So whatever, it doesn't matter what. Whenever, it doesn't matter when. Wherever, it doesn't matter where. Whoever, it doesn't matter who. And whichever, it doesn't matter which, right? Just to refresh our memory a little bit. Let's move on. We are finally ready to launch our new product line. Again, no big issues here, so let's move forward. We are ready to take our product to market. Once again, no big deal, so let's move forward. We're just waiting for the paperwork to be ready. This word here, a very interesting word that we've seen a few times in our classes here, the word paperwork, is actually a very common word in the corporate world. All right, so all those documents, articles, reports, all those papers that you have to deal with every day in the company, that's all the paperwork, right? We just need to sign our contract, then we'll be ready to start. Let's just remember here the pronunciation of the contraction of we and will, which is will, right? Then will. We'll be ready to start. Okay? All that's left to do is to get the paperwork done. We've already seen this structure here in our classes to get something done, right? Which means basically that you are not gonna do anything yourself. You're gonna ask somebody else to do something for you and then that thing will be done. So if you say, I'll get my hair cut, it means that somebody else is going to cut your hair for you, right? So to get something done, a very important and very useful structure. Let's move on. We still need to finish establishing our marketing strategy. Let's take the chance here to once again practice the pronunciation of the word still, right? Still. This letter I is not pronounced as in Portuguese, right? Remember that. It's still, We still need to finish establishing our marketing strategy. All right, moving on. Are we ready to go global? Here we have two words that have that O sound. First is the verb go, as we've already seen, and also the word global, right? So both have this O sound, global, go global. Are we ready to go global? Okay. Can we operate on a global scale? This is a very nice sentence for us to practice those two very specific pronunciations of the letter O that we have seen in our class today. We have the word operate, which has this ah sound, right? Operate. And then we have the word global, which has this O sound. So operate global. Can we operate on a global scale? Can we operate on a global scale? All right. Can we expand our brand worldwide? A very tricky word here in terms of pronunciation, the word worldwide. Worldwide. You have to roll your tongue to pronounce the R, right? So were. And then right after the R, you have to again move your tongue to pronounce the L. So worldwide. Our brand worldwide. Expand our brand worldwide. Can we expand our brand worldwide? Okay. Can we reach an international customer base? Notice that when I said the word international a little faster, I didn't pronounce the letter T, right? I said international. In American English, it's very common not to pronounce the letter T in many words, as you probably have already noticed, right? So international. An international customer base. Can we reach an international customer base? Okay, moving forward. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months. Here we have one more time that great opportunity to practice the pronunciation of 3 months, right? 3 months. 3 months. About 3 months. Market of about 3 months. Time to market of about 3 months. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months, okay? Our product life cycle is about a year long. Here we have, once again, an expression that is very, very common in the business world, which is product life cycle, right? Which is basically the period of time that a product is gonna last in the market, right? So product life cycle. Very important and very common expression in the corporate environment, all right? We need a partner to help us reduce our time to market. Let's practice here the pronunciation of the word reduce, right? Because many times the letter U can also be a little tricky to pronounce. So reduce our time to market. Help us reduce our time to market. We need a partner to help us reduce our time to market. Okay? The new product line will be ready to market in about 6 months. Here, let's take the chance to once again emphasize the pronunciation of the letter I, okay? In the word six, notice that this letter I in English is not the same as in Portuguese, right? So it's more an sound. Six months. About 6 months. Ready to market in about 6 months. The new product line will be ready to market in about 6 months. Okay, so six. Okay, moving forward. We're very proud of the results we've been getting so far. Let's take the chance here to once again practice the pronunciation of the word results. We're very proud of the results we've been getting so far. Okay? We've been getting very good results these past few months. No secrets there. Our latest product line has been very successful. Let's practice here the pronunciation of the word successful. Our latest product line has been very successful. All right? We're proud of the positive company image we've established. Two things here about this sentence. First of all, the pronunciation of positive. Once again, we go back to that pronunciation of the ah sound. So positive, positive, positive. All right? and also the pronunciation of the word established. Once again, we have a simple past form of a regular verb, so it ends in ed, and once again, we don't pronounce the letter e. We say something like established, right? So established, 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 right? Positive and established, okay? Moving on to our last page, let's discuss our budget forecast for the year. Let's discuss our budget forecast for the year. No secret there. Let's talk about our future expenditures. Let's talk about our future expenditures. We have here two different pronunciations of the letter T. We have talk, right? Talk, talk, talk. And then we have future and expenditures. Future and expenditures. Expenditures, expenditures. Future expenditures and talk, right? So two very different sounds there. Talk and future and expenditures. Talk, future, expenditures, expenditures, expenditures. Okay? We have to plan our budget for the coming months. We have to plan our budget for the coming months. No big deal there. Let's make sure we define our budget ahead of time. Let's make sure we define our budget ahead of time. Here we have, once again, the letters E and A together, but this time with a different pronunciation, right? It's more like E. So ahead, 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 ahead of time, ahead of time, our budget ahead of time, define our budget ahead of time. Let's make sure we define our budget ahead of time. All right, so that's it for today. You have a lot to practice, right? Many, many, many pronunciation tips, but don't forget to also do your memorization hack practice to memorize all possibly new expressions and structures. And don't forget to listen to the sentences over and over again so that you can practice your pronunciation and also help you memorize all of those structures. All right, I'll see you next time. Have a good one, Private.